You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So we're going to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Next.
That's next.
Yeah, that's
which
next.
Show city?
M.
Westwood?
In Midtown.
Nice.
I have an Olive Garden right next to where I live.
How often do you go?
I don't go very often, but my son goes at least once a week.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you're familiar.
He loves Olive Garden.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's mom loves Olive Garden because yep. They've got the soup and the salad.
Zuppa
and the
di Italiano.
Exactly. You get all that stuff. And I think I told the story one time. My mom just opened her purse and put a bunch of breadsticks in it and walked out the restaurant. Can I have an extra bag of breadsticks?
I'm not overly against that. Like I kind of get that. That's a very
not a very I won't classy
do it.
Move.
I won't do it. But my mom, same thing, right? You go to a restaurant, and let's say you don't eat all the bread that's there.
Sure.
My mom's saying to herself, "Well, we paid for it, so why wouldn't I be taking it?"
Michael takes it every time.
But what she
the
did,
bread
he takes everything.
What she does did was she asked for more breadsticks. And then just put all of them.
She
in her
ordered
purse.
Breadsticks to go.
To go, essentially.
I've
yes.
I've done it before.
Have you?
It's yes, not the classiest I have.
Move it's in the world. It's a move.
Yeah, it is a move. It is a move.
When you say he takes everything,
everything.
Get specific. Does he take the ketchup?
The
sugar packets?
You don't know the ketchup story?
I know he brings his own.
Correct.
Yeah. But if
so he doesn't need to take that. But the other night, no, I'll swear to God on this story. The food in the media room looked decent, but it's media room food.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Michael filled up 3 containers of it and took it home with him. And his theory is that since he doesn't eat while he's there, uh-huh. he's really not doing anything wrong.
Right.
Okay, I'm not against him.
That this is his meal, and he doesn't like to eat before games, because he's going to be running to the bathroom every 5 minutes during the game.
Yep. Sure.
So he packs it up. He has a secret refrigerator someplace.
Yeah, we don't know where the secret fridge is.
A.B. Jackson, the guy who runs the now kneecapped press room, will not let Michael store his items in the refrigerator. So Michael has befriended someone
with the refrigerator
that has their own fridge.
On the kitchen staff.
Yeah.
Okay, but Slee, you say you're okay with it. Here, I want to try to say why this is not okay.
Can I say the only reason why I'm okay with it is because of what John just said. He wants to eat. He just does not eat before games.
Okay, that's fine.
So he's having that
I don't have
meal.
A problem with that.
And by the way, people know this about him, so now they bring food to our broadcast position.
And
mostly candy and bags of chips, but Michael takes it all.
And as recently as yesterday, in honor of his birthday next week, they brought Pizza Hut in.
Okay.
And so everybody's like all excited, Pizza Hut.
They had a big bucket of wings
big bucket
in,
of wings
a pizza, about a medium-sized pizza.
One of those cookies baked in the pan.
Oh, those are good.
Like about the size of
hard
a,
to get cooked
of
in the
a took it all. Batting helmet.
You know how much the rest of the team got?
Not a
zero, no, because Michael was bringing it home for dinner.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Michael said, you can look, but you can't touch. And he packed it all up,
okay,
refrigerated it at Crypto,
I want to get
and then drove it home.
I want to get specific here. That was Michael's birthday present yesterday?
Well, the people at Pizza Hut heard it was his birthday.
Okay.
It was his last, one of his last shows before we leave.
Okay. So if that is a birthday gift to Michael and he does not want to share, he's allowed to take that home.
Right.
It's his pizza. It's his giant cookie. That's fine. Not a big problem with it. Taking a meal from the media center because, hey, I don't want to eat before the game. I will eat this, but I'm going to eat it later is fine. Packing your fridge full of extra meals is not okay. They're there to feed you that night. If you want to eat it now, during, after, mm-hmm. fine. But if you, John, to your
he's
point,
set for three
if
days.
He stacked up 3 different meals,
I'll eat the pizza
two
on
of those are out of bounds.
Room on right. Friday.
Well, Michael has very specific guidelines when he eats. For example, his actual birthday is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We have a game in Atlanta, so we're all going out Wednesday in Boston for Michael's birthday, and I'm kind of coordinating the dinner. Now, if you do a dinner for Michael, if you do a dinner for anybody else, you can go wherever you want. But Michael, he will only go
team hotel?
If it's in the hotel, okay, regardless of if the restaurant's any good or not, he'll only go if it's in the hotel and if you eat at 6 or earlier. If you violate one of those two rules, he's out.
Yeah.
And he will dig it. He will happily take his headphones and his iPad, down to the restaurant by himself at 5 o'clock, eat by himself, and be completely happy. But because it's birthday, and he's the most generous guy in our group. Like, if we all go out to dinner, Michael, you can't get the check away from him. He picks up the tab. We have to twist his arm to get us to give him money. He feels like Stu got him his job. And so if Stu's there, Michael has a rule, Stu never pays. And he just, like, and Michael invites, he's like the Pied Piper. He invites the flight attendants, and he invites, you know, other people. But you have to, if it's Michael's dinner, and if he's coordinating it, you have to live by those two rules.
Fair.
It will be in the hotel, some restaurant that is inside the hotel, and it will be at 6 o'clock or earlier. If not, you're out. Or he's out. If you say, we got to go at 7. No.
Yep.
I'm out.
Enjoy. Have a nice night.
But he won't pay for Doug Mann's pies.
Yeah, right.
He did pay for Doug's pies because Doug made him pay.
He still complained about it yesterday.
Well, he just does that to get on Doug.
What's the reception? So you're talking about the Michael's birthday. You're going to do his birthday reception in
Wednesday
Boston.
In Boston. Yeah.
It's Boston.
Right.
The Laker broadcast team is coming in.
Yeah.
They happy to see you?
Oh, Michael just eats it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Michael was Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, he'll walk through the hotel and somebody will go, you Michael Thompson? He's, yeah, don't boo me.
They love him. Yeah. He's easy to love.
Trying to find a place in Boston, though.
So the guy who has his job for the Celtics is Cedric Cornbread Maxwell.
Sure. Yep.
And Sean Grandy, who has my job, is very much like me. He's like, he flies by the seat of his pants. He has a lot of fun. He doesn't take himself too seriously. So those two go on each other's pregame show. Slee has tried to police this when he's hosting.
Cornbread Maxwell came when I was doing pregame. He hijacked it. And it was nice. He had a 10-minute break.
Michael and him will go toe-to-toe for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And neither one will back down. It is the funny. The last show you did on Christmas, Max comes over and Michael goes, see, I told you we were going to get an 18th banner before you. Look at that. And Max is like,
demolishing the banner the entire time.
He's like, I can't believe you even hung that thing. That in-season banner. And Michael's like, you ain't got one.
Slee, were you arguing with Cornbread? You're like, I'm with you. Do you slide over to his side of the table?
Michael knows my stance. Michael's very well my
stance.
It was
very funny.
Yeah. I'm looking at the TVs here in the studio, and they're talking about guys that got into the Hall of Fame.
I have a question. Since all you guys like baseball, the number that jumped out at me yesterday, A-Rod, who has 700 home runs.
It's like 30%.
34%.
Yeah.
He's just never getting in, is he?
No, he's never getting
in. Doesn't look like it.
No, you cheat. But do you not think
people who cheated are in? David Ortiz was rumored to be cheating his whole career,
but
and he's in.
It's only a rumor. There's no... Again, you just... This rumor thing is totally unfair.
Wait a minute.
If somebody tested positive, I understand. Like A-Rod tested positive and actually acknowledged that he took steroid, or bole, as he called it.
Yeah.
To me, that's a different scenario. Barry Bonds, we know, from Balco, cheated.
It's all kind of the same to me.
Meaning?
That that entire era was ridiculous.
You'd rather have them in than not in.
And if you don't think there are people in there who are on steroids, you're being naive.
100%. Yeah, and I don't care what he took. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Alex Rodriguez are three of the greatest players that have ever played this game.
Right.
Full stop. They're not getting in.
Right.
And they are. And to keep them out to me seems silly because we're purposely ignoring it.
With time, I thought everybody would kind of ease up and some of these guys would get in. But if A-Rod's only you need 75% to get in.
Yeah, he's never getting there. He was in the 30s, I think.
34.
But it's one of those things like, okay, Alex Rodriguez and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are not, and Scott Rolen is.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about
here? Scott Rolen is the huge mistake for the Hall of Fame.
He's the most recent huge mistake. He's not the only one.
I can make a case for Joe Mauer. Right? Batted 300.
Well,
MVP,
catcher, too. And,
catcher,
it's very hard. It's
World
very,
Series.
You can count the amount of great hitting catchers on two hands.
I understand that.
Maybe one hand.
My threshold for the Hall of Fame is if you have to make a case for it, we're not. Nobody has to make a case for Johnny Bench. Nobody has to make a case for Mike Piazza.
I'm trying to think of.
But aren't there certain benchmarks? Like, for example, Adrian Beltre, 3,000 hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
But wait a minute. I'm trying to think of off the top of my head. Catchers who were huge offensive weapons. Bench, Piazza, Yogi Berra.
Pudge
was not great offensively.
He was pretty good.
Posey's a good one.
He was insane defensively.
Yeah.
Posey.
Yeah.
That's only five. I mean, I'm sure there's
not a lot.
If we dug around.
There's not a lot. But so what I don't like, John, is he's the best guy that's not in. He has the most X. He's the most RBIs that are in. You know who gets in under that rule? Everybody. Because there's always the next guy, right? That if 100 gets you in. Well, he has 99. He's the, 99. Why does 98 in under that rule? Then 7. It's just, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's the most political Hall of Fame that there is. Mm. In other words, Kirby Puckett's in. Look at his numbers.
Mm-hmm. 3,000 hits.
Mace, you could change.
I think everybody that didn't cheat that has 3,000 hits is
okay. Wait, real quick. Mace, you could change the rules today.
Yeah.
You're still not allowing Barry Bonds.
Correct.
Alex Rodriguez,
correct.
Roger
Clemens,
you're not letting
him in.
I
will say this. Here. I think it's a Democratic vote of baseball writers. If they are determining, nobody's saying he's banned. Barry Bonds isn't banned. A-Rod isn't banned. Clemens isn't banned. The voters just aren't voting for him. It's a Democratic process.
Right, but here's what's wrong with that.
They're basically banned.
Take a look at Curt Schilling's numbers. Curt Schilling's not in because he's a right-wing whack job.
Yeah, and people hate his guts.
Right.
But he still should be in.
Ty Cobb, nobody liked, and he was like one of the first people to get in ever.
Schilling has MVP numbers, particularly in the Hall of Fame numbers, particularly in the postseason. And yes, he's an a-hole and a weirdo and all that stuff, but belongs in.
Two ways to get in to most Hall of Fames. Statistical dominance. Yep. Like you were so, Dan Fouts, you are so much better than everybody else you played against in the regular season
play
that
forever.
We have to let you in.
Or you're liked.
You're Derek Jeter. Yeah. You're like played in the postseason your whole career and excelled. Schilling has both.
I know.
And he's not in.
You need to be somewhat decent with the media.
Right.
A little bit. You don't have to be great, but if you are incredibly difficult like Schilling, if you're incredibly difficult like some others, they're either going to make you wait.
That's a bad reason.
Of course it is.
And here's the funny thing. Do you guys not remember that for about 7-8 years, Curt Schilling worked at ESPN and was great?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when he started taking all these extreme positions and, They just said, well, he's too crazy to give a platform to.
And they're wrong. The voters are wrong on this.
They're wrong about a lot of it. We shouldn't be talking about who gets in. We should be talking about who we're kicking out. There's too many guys in there
now.
You
want to start booting guys?
Yeah.
Start
it
with
should
Helton.
Be. Helton?
No, Rowland. Actually, Helton, Rowland. You can make a case for. There's no case for.
You could take 10% of them out, and I wouldn't care.
Right.
There's a lot of those guys that are in there. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. Laura, what was that?
That was a really bad howling.
Wait, do it again.
Ow!
Are you trying to do
not even how
are you trying
howl.
To do a wolf?
Yeah, that was bad.
Your howl is a thousand times.
You gotta go high like Mason. Ow!
You gotta do the.
That's a chihuahua.
Right? Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Come on. No, come on.
Laura
was
a wolf. You were a chihuahua.
No, chihuahua's like, it's real small.
So no Brian today, huh? Producer Brian went home?
Brian came in. Hopefully he's listening.
He's a trooper.
He came in.
He's not feeling good?
No, he's not feeling well. I was talking with Laura, and he comes in, and he looks all sad. I'm like, don't quit.
He literally said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at my acupuncture lady last night. She said LA's like a petri dish right now, that there's all kinds of stuff going around, people coughing, all that stuff.
The Lakers fell short last night. Yes. They were under the weather.
Correct.
That's my story. Let's go with that.
Sure. Let's go with that.
That's what happened.
You know, when I looked at that game, my first thought was, Clippers might be pretty good.
No, you can take Mike out of there.
I'm going to leave Mike.
I said last night, Michael and I both agreed, they're the second best team I've seen in person this year. The first is Boston on Christmas.
Yeah.
Boston, you look at that team and they just come at you in waves. They have five great starters. They have a good bench. When the bench comes in, there's no drop off. Clippers are the same way. And boy, they have found the perfect role for Westbrook. They play him about 18 minutes a game.
Yep.
He comes in for Harden. Harden plays about 30. Westbrook plays about 18. And because of that, Westbrook is always on full tilt.
Yep.
He's never tired. And they just, like Darvin said after the game last night, you need to play an almost perfect game to beat that team. Because they just move it around to like, who's ever open. Harden throws it to Norman Powell, who throws it to Kawhi, who throws it to Paul George, who throws it to Westbrook. Yeah, Amir Coffey hit a bunch of
threes.
Russ was 3 for 3 from three. Now, the only hesitation I would have if I was a Clipper fan was they've never done it in the postseason.
Correct.
And Harden has historically struggled in the postseason. But think about this. Kawhi has not. Kawhi is a two-time finals MVP with two different teams.
He has with the Clippers.
Yeah, that's true. But I have a feeling that they are going to be a very difficult out.
They looked great last night. My long-term question with them is always, because I've seen teams with Harden and teams with Westbrook blow up, will they continue to accept their roles? Will they continue to stay in those roles?
Yeah, that is a fair question. And also, how will they perform? One thing about the NBA I've noticed covering it for a lot of years, and the Clippers often fall into this, is you don't want to be playing your best basketball in December and January. And the Clippers historically have had like these unbelievable Decembers. Where they went 11-2 this year in December. But I think one year they went 14-2. You want to be playing your best basketball in April.
Right.
When you're going into the postseason. This tripped up Milwaukee last year. They were like the number one seed and they went out in the first round.
Right.
So you've got to find a way to bottle up whatever it is you've got and go there. Now, they got a championship coach in Ty Lue who's taken a team to a title. So hopefully Ty knows how to figure that out. But they've got a real chance to be there at the end.
Why does Westbrook work so well off the bench with the Clippers and refuse to come off the bench for the Lakers?
I don't know if he refused as much as he didn't love it.
He didn't love it. He sulked.
And
he sulked.
I was just going to say, his body language was bad. And I think it took... Not only getting traded by the Lakers, but then as soon as they traded him, he got released. I think the Lakers traded him to Utah. So I don't even remember who the Lakers traded him to. But whatever team had him, it was like, we have no use for you.
Yeah.
And I think that he realized, okay, I've got to accept a different... He had to become Vince Carter.
Yeah.
Vince Carter was once the leading vote-getter in the All-Star game for like 3 years in a row. He was one of the highest-paid guys in the league. And as he got older... He wasn't even a starter anymore.
Right.
But he played until he was 40.
Yeah.
And had a really good career. And I think Russ realized, hey, I need to look at this for what it is, accept this role, or else I might be out of the league.
So I, when I think of Russell Westbrook, this is what I think of.
Because that video of him in his car.
The video of him in his car. You won't break my soul. It did kind of. Although, he is. But he's trying. By the way, he was making threes last night, too.
3 for 3.
By the way, everybody was making threes. The Lakers, I mean, their defense was
last night. Where do you think the Clippers rank in three-point shooting this year?
I'm guessing.
Number one. 40% a game.
Yeah, they shot 52% last night from three, and they shot 59% from the field. You can't win a basketball game like that.
I'm going to say, I said this last night during the broadcast, and Michael actually agreed with me, which was shocking. Normally, we argue about everything. I think when he's healthy, Kawhi might be the best player in the NBA. He just doesn't do anything poorly.
Right.
He is an elite defender. You have to double team him or he'll score. You can't guard him one. He's got these giant hands that he's able to basically score from anywhere in the court. He started last night 8 for 8. He finished with a triple-double. And he just...
That's his second triple-double of his career. Only a second, which is weird, right?
But he... The reason people don't talk a lot about him is because he's never healthy. This year he is. I think he's only missed 4 games. And
also, I don't think he's ever said anything interesting. That's the other reason people don't talk about him. He's kind of a dull guy, but he's spectacular.
He's just an unbelievable player.
Yeah. But again, defense is an issue for the Lakers. I mean,
I'm a fun guy.
Oh, there you go. You cannot allow a team to shoot that well. You've got to cover threes. You've got to cover the perimeter. You've got to, and you know, you're giving up 60% from the field.
Right. All right, so let me ask you and Greg something.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He did it again. He did it again last night. You guys sure you want to trade D'Angelo Russell? He right now is the best player on your team. He's your leading scorer every night. Last night, he had a spectacular block.
Yeah, he did have a great block. Who did he block?
Harden.
Everybody's itching for the Lakers to make a trade, and he's the one you guys want to move.
We discussed this.
So, I mean, you sure?
Yeah, no, we spent like an hour talking about this.
We actually did.
Did you come to a conclusion?
Somewhat less than an hour. I think it was like 5 minutes. But we did talk about it. Yeah, we'll do it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So a little bit later, John, we've done... we used to do Jorge's acting class.
Right.
Today, Laura Romo's acting class debut.
Do you have a scene picked out?
I do. I've got a scene that is highly appropriate. Did you look? I gave it to her in advance because it's
complex.
How
are you feeling about it, Laura?
I mean, it's a great, great scene. So I hope.
What time are we doing this?
Why don't we do it at 2:15?
All right. Okay. Be here for that.
A little rehearsal time there, Laura.
Be here for that. You know whose birthday it is today?
It is Tommy Lamb's birthday.
That's true.
Happy birthday.
Not the name I was looking for, but that's true.
Albert
O's birthday.
Yeah. Also true. Not the name I was looking for. Cody, it was your birthday yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Cody Lou's birthday was yesterday.
Shout out to my man.
Text Cody Lou. I texted him yesterday.
Oh. I'm surprised that none of you know this, especially you, Mace. That's a hint.
124.
I should know. 124. Nope. No clue.
Sean McVay.
Oh, Sean McVay.
Happy birthday, coach.
Yeah. Aquarius, huh?
The second youngest coach in the NFL now.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo is the youngest. Finally, somebody younger got in there. Happy birthday, Sean. Still go for it on 4th and 13. All right.
I said earlier, are you two guys sure? You've been beating this drum all week.
Yes.
To trade D'Angelo Russell. Now, I have personal reasons for not wanting him traded.
Sure, you like him.
I like him personally. Him and Austin Reeves are kind of my guys.
So hard for you to be objective.
Yeah, I'm basically not.
Right.
But you guys have said, and Mace, your point has been, he has the most tradable contract.
Yes.
But over the past 9 games, you could argue he's been the best player on the team. It's him or AD. They've both been right there with LeBron. Would you still, after a... Now, that's not... You guys used to say too small of a sample size, 3 games. Now it's 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
Still want to trade him?
Okay. So I'm going to answer a question with a question.
Okay.
If you're not going to trade D'Angelo Russell in a deal to make this team better, what other contracts are, in fact, tradable and interesting to other teams?
All of them.
You think everybody?
The only guy you can't.
Is there a market for Rui Hachimura?
Sure.
There's a market for Cam Reddish?
Well, wait a minute.
No, nobody's clamoring for these guys.
Wait a minute. Put Austin Reeves in there.
Is the guy.
Well, yeah, that there's definitely a market for
Austin
him.
Reeves
and,
is the guy.
Wasn't the report that what was holding up the Atlanta deal was that they didn't want to
Correct.
Keep
they don't
D'Lo?
Want D'Angelo. They need a third team.
Yeah, I don't know why. I would take him in a heartbeat. But I just think that it's... You got to be careful. You better make sure that you're getting better. I mean, I trust Rob. He's done this every year at the trade deadline. He's made the team noticeably. Last year was ridiculous. He just nailed it. But all these people clamoring, like I was listening to the postgame show driving home last night with Beto, and people have actually flipped. They're like, nope, don't trade Russell anymore.
Right.
He's won us over.
Yeah.
Trade somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I guess, and this would be true for you guys too. We got to see what we'd be getting in return. But,
sure.
But I would think long and hard about trading Russell the way he's playing now.
Yeah. And by the way, and if they found a third team for D'Angelo Russell, I think the DeJounte Murray trade is one that makes sense for the Lakers.
Well, you got to remember, though, that what is often reported is not exactly what it is. Like when that trade was reported, it was like they've walked away from talks, both sides, but they could come back to the table.
This is what Shams said today.
Shams was at the game last night.
Lakers, I'm told, are continuing to monitor two players, the two guys at the forefront of their targets list into the trade deadline, DeJounte Murray of Atlanta and Bruce Brown Jr. of Toronto.
There you go.
And those two guys, either of those guys make sense. And I think there's going to be, aside from a large, now Bergman, you had a point. Let's take Bergman's point. He said to me today, essentially, what's the point?
Right. So does DeJounte Murray or Bruce Brown make you significantly better to beat Denver?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. Then if the answer is yes, you make the move
particularly,
no matter what.
Particularly Brown, because he played there last year. Murray, too. But Brown knows what they're doing.
Okay, so you're saying LeBron, AD, Brown is, and Murray is
so
gonna,
the reason
is good enough to
I
beat
think
Denver.
The reason that Brown is of interest to the Lakers is he's basically that's what they thought Gabe Vincent was
correct.
Do.
They need to replace. Yeah, Gabe Vincent. They need to replace. I don't know why they didn't bring back Dennis Schroeder now. In retrospect,
I would welcome him back. Now that Toronto are sellers,
he's out there. They need somebody to organize the.
They're talking about Malcolm Brogdon too.
And the other guy, a nice little grab would be Tyus Jones, who's in Washington. Nice backup point guard. Yeah, but we're talking about a big move and then tweaking.
Right.
There's no reason he couldn't do both, Craig.
No, of course, absolutely. But if the move makes you good enough to beat Denver, you make the move. Because right now, this team, as is, especially defensively, is not anywhere near good enough.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Michael said it last night, and I slept on it, and now I kind of agree with him. I'm not so sure the team to beat is not the Clippers.
So that's fine. Does this team beat the Clippers, then, if that's the team that you can...
Well, they've beat them 2 out of 3, but the first game, the Clippers didn't have Harden.
Right. Like the whole thing for me, if you're trading D'Lo, I say don't trade him if you don't think that if it does not make you significantly better to make it to the finals.
Yeah,
the
I get that.
With,
but how do,
that
know,
is how do you know? Right,
how do you know what it's going to look like?
Yeah. Right.
You don't know. I mean, you add DeJounte Murray, maybe it's, you know, maybe they're fantastic, but maybe it doesn't work. You just don't know. But you got to find a way in what potentially could be. I mean, this could be LeBron's last year with the Lakers, right? It's totally possible.
Oh, yeah. He has an option.
He has an option.
Player option at the end of the year.
DeJounte is expiring.
Do you not need to find a way?
But is DeJounte that guy? Because he's expiring.
DeJounte is expiring.
Yeah, you only make that deal, Greg, if you're going to sign him.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So if you're going to do that and make him become the third guy and the second guy overall with when LeBron leaves, fine. You absolutely do it. I think whatever you can do to make this a championship-level team with LeBron at almost 40 years old, you do it. So that means D'Angelo, gone.
Yeah.
That means Reeves, gone. Whoever has to go to make the team significantly better, you do it.
Well, the bottom line that you have to keep repeating to yourself if you're a Laker fan, you know, because we kind of fall in love with our own players, is they're 21 and 22, or 22 and 23 now.
Yes.
Not acceptable.
No.
At
January, all these home games.
Yeah.
Whether 4 and 5?
Well, 5 and 5. In the home games so far, and then they lost the game in Utah. So in the month of January, they're 5-6.
5-6 with one home game left.
Right.
And then they go out on the
And I was trip. Thinking that 11-game stretch was going to be more like 8-3, 7-5.
I thought 8-3, 7-5, too. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
7-4. Yeah.
Math is not my specialty. But anybody looks at this team right now and says, yeah, they can win a championship. I don't see it. Don't get it. You got to find a way to get better. I know Rob Pelinka knows that, and I know Rob Pelinka is going to do whatever he can by February 8th to make this team better for a stretch run. He's too smart.
All right, I'm going to change. I'm going to change subjects on you.
Okay.
I know we got Wheel of Questions coming up.
Okay. Are you changing a Lakers subject?
Yeah,
you're crazy. Yeah, yeah. Well, we can come back to it. I now believe I talked to three people about this morning.
Yeah,
I've changed my tune on something.
Harbaugh's Charger coach. Yeah,
I think Harbaugh's going to be the Charger coach.
Well, there's
coach,
so much speculation now. They're interviewing assistants that could be Chargers assistants.
I think somebody finally convinced the Spanoses that they can't do this again. They can't hire a no-name assistant and promote him to head coach and hope it works. And so I think Harbaugh's coming. And I think it's going to put the Chargers on the map, and I think it's going to be great for the city because I think they McVay's going to coach the Rams and Harbaugh's going to coach the Chargers.
Yeah.
They're both going to be in the playoffs every year, and it's going to be great for us.
Yeah. According to many experts, this is, well, what's left of SI today. According to many experts, pundits, not a matter of if, but when Harbaugh takes the Chargers job. And I think it puts them on the map. I think that there's a reason to follow the Chargers. I think Harbaugh is a big enough star that they become interesting.
So they do.
And they haven't been.
Okay, no, they haven't been. And they don't, they're kind of like the Clippers. You don't want anything nice for the Clippers. You don't want anything nice for the Chargers.
I don't feel the same about the Chargers.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Greg, I understand when you say that about USC because you're a UCLA fan, like in the college writers.
Yeah,
but
what difference does it make if the Lakers get eliminated?
What difference does it make if the Clippers play good?
I agree with Greg here. I don't want the Clippers to win.
Hold on. If it's Clippers Celtics in the finals, who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for
them both to just
But you
I'm
have
rooting
to,
for a meltdown.
Who are you rooting for?
It's, don't it's you tied don't all the way
answer
through.
The question.
0-0
No, I'm not going to. In other words,
you wouldn't watch it.
I wouldn't root.
You wouldn't watch it.
Right. I wouldn't root. I'd let it happen, but I'm going to say go Celtics, go Clippers. Never.
You know, I'm following the lead of Dr. Buss. You never ever root for the Celtics.
You're right. The answer is the Clippers.
Yeah, really? So there you go. You can't root for the Celtics no matter what.
But you're choosing the two teams that we would root against.
Right, but there is a difference.
See,
you never root for the Celtics no matter what.
Agreed.
Whatever thing, like Michael disagrees with me on this.
Michael says
he would root for the Celtics because he would... Clipper Darryl would be insufferable and Michael has to see him all the time.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But no, you cannot... You cannot if the Clippers win the title, it will be like when the Angels won the World Series. They'll get about 3 months of top of the coverage,
God, they will never
and then
shut
it goes
up.
Away,
exactly.
and it goes back. No,
up.
It goes back to being a Laker town. But if the Celtics win, they get 18.
By the way,
that's the biggest thing. 18 to have 18 championships for 17. That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, if they were to win a championship heading into the new building, they would be insufferable.
Right.
Insufferable.
But it'd be if they knocked out the Celtics, I'd be happy.
So Chargers, for me, are in a different category. I don't mind the Chargers. I don't love the Chargers, but I don't mind the Chargers. It was funny to watch Brandon Staley fail. But I think Harbaugh makes them interesting, and I think Justin Herbert's very good. I'm not going to... Tell your people over there.
Yeah.
If they do this,
You're not going to hate the Chargers anymore?
No, I'll be interested. I'll be interested in the Chargers.
I will rip them at every single chance that I possibly. I hate the Chargers more than
because?
Any other NFL team.
Why?
We've gone through this before, too.
I remember?
Yeah. I'm a Raiders fan, first of all.
Oh, okay. Raiders-Chargers. All right,
Chargers,
I get that.
So, yes.
That rivalry still means something.
The Chargers.
Yep.
And... my ex-wife and Charger fan. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, that's enough.
I hate the Chargers.
Okay, well,
with extreme.
Somebody sent me a note today that Brandon Staley's about to get a defensive coordinator job in Miami.
Yeah, I believe that.
Well, they just let go of Vic Fangio.
He was very good as defense coordinator for the Rams.
There you go.
So he's just not a good head coach, not a good CEO. No, I think Harbaugh, puts the Chargers on the map.
I agree with you.
And tell your friends over there.
Okay.
Shift.
That you would be willing to be fair to the Chargers if they hire Harbaugh?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
I'll tell them.
You think it'll mean anything?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Harbaugh doesn't do a lot of media that he doesn't have to do.
Right.
So we'll see if he even... Like, what's weird is the Clippers don't even go on KLAC. They
don't?
They've never had Kawhi. They've never had Paul George.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't even know if they've had Ty Lue.
Well, what's weird about Harbaugh... is that First of all, he's great copy, right? I mean,
right.
Harbaugh is...
And he burns hot,
news.
So it'll be 5 years of drama.
Correct, and then he's out. He's got 5 good years in him. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Also, 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up. Make sure you're here for that. Hey, if you were injured recently in an accident, but you haven't called my friend Jacob yet, what are you waiting for? Not taking action is going to cost you money. What's that mean? Let's say you're injured in a car accident a few months ago. You thought the pain in your back would go away, so you never went to see a doctor. And now, a few months later, damn, it's getting worse. Problem is, because it's been a few months since the accident, it is much more difficult to prove that your back pain was caused by the accident. Therefore, you probably got to pay for yourself. Do not put yourself in this situation. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob right away. He'll get you to the doctor with no money out of pocket so you can physically recover quickly and not have to pay it forward yourself. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
CallJacob.com, and don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram. It's at call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, where are we going to land? Where are we going to land? There it is. Okay. It is National Compliment Day.
Okay.
John, I want you to play each person on the show a compliment. We always razz each other. We always give each other crap. Pay a compliment to each of us.
Okay. Laura, you first. I was just thinking this, so now I can say it out loud. It's incredibly valuable to us that you can do literally any job on this show. You could run the board. You could produce. You could host. You could do Game of Games. I think you're a huge addition to the show, and I'm very happy that you're here.
Aww.
All right.
That's really sweet.
Greg, you have... No.
This is going to be hard.
No, it's not. I've been very impressed with how you've taken on this manager of audio operations promotion. When they said that they weren't going to replace Amanda, I thought, man, you are going to be buried in work and you are going to be miserable, and you're not. You've had a great attitude from the beginning. I think that you're encouraging and very good at this, and I frankly fear you're probably not going to be here very much longer because you're so good at this. So good for you.
Okay, now do me. I really need one.
I've got a good one for you.
Okay,
so the other day somebody was asking about somebody asked me, what's the biggest difference from, like, because there's a promotion that runs that says we're coming up on like our 20th or 25th anniversary
year, yeah.
ESPN. And somebody said, what's the biggest difference between Mason when you started and Mason now? And you are a completely different person. I think you would even agree with that.
Yes.
And what I said was, I go, Mason has a kind of an inner fire that burns in him, but it used to be angry and now it's gone.
Yeah.
You're not angry anymore, and I think you're much happier for it.
I am.
And good for you.
All right. Excellent. Okay, here I go. Here I go.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, Laura, spectacular addition to the show. I love what you bring. I love the energy you bring. I love what you provide in terms of content every day. You're doing a fantastic job on that. So, love having you here. I love the flavor you bring. Laura, you're a huge addition to the show.
Oh, that's also really nice.
Yeah. Bergman, give you a lot of crap, but
yes.
I think you have grown in your role here at the station, obviously, manager audio operations. On top of that, you are also great on the air. I love hearing you on the air. I appreciate when you're there. I love when you come on in the air on our show. I think you're, on top of being a really good manager, I think you're a really good on-air personality.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And
Here's going to be the hard one. All right, what do you got for me?
I have never known anybody who works as hard as John Ireland and does it fearlessly, does it with a happy outlook, grinds away. I could never do what John Ireland does. I could never travel the country, do games while doing a radio show. And by the way,
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep. Exactly. Exactly. I hope you do get some sleep. But John, I value our friendship, and obviously it's been a spectacular run so far, and I hope it goes on a lot longer.
All right. So in 365 days, We'll do it again. We'll tomorrow, do it again. Back
National
to crap.
Compliment Day. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so we don't have to do it to you? That's great. I don't have to do nothing.
No, what are you talking about? Yeah, you should.
No, you should.
Your turn, and then we'll let Laura go.
Okay, okay, do me last. Do me last.
Do you last. Okay. I'm going to start with Laura. So since Laura has been promoted to a producer,
yep.
Her attitude and the way that you, Laura, I'm actually talking to you, what you have done has been very, very impressive. You are taking this very, very seriously. You're working very hard, and you are showing me a lot more than I have ever seen out of you, and you showed me a lot before.
Yay, Laura.
Yeah. So what you've been doing is very impressive. I've really been excited to see your growth, and your growth has been tremendous. You're very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Now she doesn't even need an audio review segment, right?
Yeah, this is your audio review.
This is your review.
We just got you out of an hour of crap.
Like, yeah. I'm just sending this up to HR. So, John. Now, you may
be... This is going to be hard because Bergman and I are arch enemies.
Yes. Arch enemies on
arch
the air,
enemy.
But
I don't think
we are at all off the air. I think that you are probably one of the most easiest people to get along with off the air, and sometimes we don't get along on the air, but off the air, we get along very well. How you interact with people is extremely impressive. How I've seen you with I met with Francisco Pinto today because of you.
Oh, one of the great guys of all time.
The things that he said about you is exactly what I've seen out of you. You are the type of guy that if anything ever happens, I can call you and with no questions asked, you're going to say, I'm there.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I will just cut you a check.
Yeah.
But if you ask me to come over, I'll say if it was any other day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I truly believe.
Okay, do me.
Okay, so Mace. this one's hard. Yeah. No. Honestly, Mace, since I've been working here, you and I have gotten along, I think, better than any other host that I've gotten to work with in my career. The way that you and I work together and the way that we talk through
Bill things, Ryder's going to be mad at you.
He's going to be very mad at me. Good thing he's not listening. But no, he's great. But at the same, you have the most that I've ever worked with and had the most interaction and back and forth and to be able to have good conversation with. I've never seen someone work as hard as you. You are extremely prepared, even though I can't read what your writing is and what you're trying to do. You are extremely prepared when you sit down in that chair and are always professional, even if you don't want people to think you are.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, that was cathartic.
I felt good.
Yeah.
That felt good.
Yeah. Now, do we have to wait until tomorrow to go back to normal? Or is the rest of the show a kumbaya?
No, kumbaya is over. But look, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, pay somebody a compliment today.
Great tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should walk up to somebody and compliment them for no reason.
Right.
And if you're not around people, call your mom.
Yeah. It's a random act of kindness, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretend you work at Honda.
Yeah. Exactly. the helpful people. All right. So, John, you found... I love this. So, we all watched the Buffalo Bills fall at home to Kansas City on Sunday. And, of course, Tyler Bass missed a big field goal.
Poor Tyler Bass.
That would have put them in a position to potentially force overtime. Probably would have forced overtime. Now, what's interesting is we've heard... You know, who did calls? Kevin Harlan did a great call.
Wide right.
I thought Jim Nance did a really good call, although Romo interrupted him at some point. And you found the Korean call play.
The thing I'll say about this Korean call, I do not speak a word of Korean. The only Korean word I know is bibigo.
That's a good one. That's a big one to know.
But you can listen to this call and tell exactly what happened, even if you don't speak Korean. It's pretty amazing. You know, if you were in the other room and somebody hit your dog, hit the SAP button,
like,
and you're in Korean, and they said that you go, oh God, he missed it.
The field goal.
Yep,
that idiot missed.
Yeah,
and now the Bills Mafia has given him $50,000 for his charity.
I think that is so amazing.
They do it all the time.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Bills Mafia, they jump through tables and they give a lot of money to charity.
You know, on the national shows, the thing that's being debated ad nauseum is how much blame for that loss do you assess to Josh Allen? Have you noticed it? Like, get up and everybody.
Oh, get
how
up.
How about this? Zero.
Yeah, I'm
None.
With you.
If Josh Allen didn't play in that game, Kansas City would have won 30-0.
Yeah, completely.
Josh
agree.
Allen's unbelievable. There isn't a team in the league that wouldn't want Josh Allen. Why are people killing him?
So I'm trapped in the get up frame because I watch. That's the show I watch every morning when I get up. They're debating it. Is the rest of the world debating?
Oh, yeah.
Are they
On SportsCenter, on NFL Live? On
that's ridiculous. That's a joke.
Ryan Clark has been like the number one proponent, saying, "I think Ryan's point is Josh is a great player, but you have to." You can't not assess and blame because he hasn't gotten him there. He hasn't gotten to the Super Bowl, and Mahomes gets there all the time. And you could say the same thing about Lamar Jackson. But again, I'll say this. Josh Allen, much like I feel about D'Angelo Russell and the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell's not the reason the Lakers are losing. Josh Allen is not the reason Buffalo lost that game, and he's not the reason that Buffalo hasn't made it to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen is one of the reasons they would potentially make it. Matter of fact, if Tyler Bass makes that kick, they may have made it to next week.
They could have punched their ticket. Exactly.
Greg, are you down on Josh Allen?
So I'm not. It's not so much being down on Josh Allen as the fact that he made some very bad decisions in that game, and we can't blame it on
no
Tyler
turnovers.
Bass. No turnover. Well, it should have been a turnover, and it would have been a game-ending.
The one that he fumbled on.
He fumbled,
but he got it. They got it back.
Yeah,
because they tried
to pick up and run with it.
Exactly. But see, that's a case of Josh Allen. Let's face it. I mean, he's Superman out there. He made an unbelievable play. It resulted in a fumble, but they recovered. But that was an unbelievable run.
What is the knock on Josh Allen typically?
Superman does too much.
Throws a lot of interceptions.
Yes,
right. But he didn't in that game.
He did not. But when it mattered most, he fumbled the ball that very well should have ended the game.
And by the way,
Tyler Bass hits that field goal. Mahomes has a minute and 40 seconds left.
That's fair.
Only to tie it.
Yeah, that was to tie it. And then Mahomes
would have gotten into overtime.
Right down. He did it in 13 seconds. Do you think he's not going to do it in a minute and 40?
No, I think he is. I'm just saying you're going to wind up in overtime if I almost called him Lance Bass.
No. Tyler Bass.
Who is Lance Bass?
Lance Bass is a member of NSYNC.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Tyler Bass kicks the field goal.
By the way, who's back together?
It's tied. No. It's a 7-point lead.
No, it's tied if he kicks the field goal. Right? Am I missing that? No, it was tied. He hits that field goal. It's tied.
Right, Mahomes and then Mahomes got the first down.
Oh, I'm mixing up with the Green Bay game and the Carlson kick.
Yes,
yeah.
Anders Carlson, that was terrible, too.
That was terrible.
Then
I love that,
Mahomes
by the way.
Walks down, ends the game.
Just takes
all the time off, kicks a field goal.
Goes, could happen. But again, I don't put the loss at the feet of Josh Allen.
I think he made
They're in that position because of Josh Allen.
But also he had three chances to get in the end zone.
Speaking of that game, did you guys see our friend Michelle Tafoya has a source, and she says that Travis Kelce is going to retire at the end of this season?
This is despite the fact that he has come out and said, I'm not retiring after this season.
I mean, Michelle could be wrong, obviously, but his brother just retired.
Yeah.
If I'm right, I'm betting on Love. Mason is against Love, and he says that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to break up.
Yes.
We have a bet that if they're still together on June 1st, Mason has to give me how much money, Greg?
10K?
25K?
I think it's
25. I bet 25K on that? What the hell was I
thinking? 25K with Ramona that if the Ravens or the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, I win. If anybody else wins, she wins.
You have Ravens-Niners.
Ravens-Niners, right? Yeah. What did I say? Ravens-Chiefs, yeah. So I'm either going to be out of money or be very much ahead. But I wouldn't be... I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be shocked. He doesn't need... Especially if he's with her.
Yeah.
She's a one-woman economy.
Yeah.
He's made over $100 million. I mean,
oh yeah, no, these are rich
people.
These are wealthy people.
Football players are retiring early all the time.
I'll tell you what, if they win the Super Bowl,
you could see it.
I could see it.
He pulls a Jerome Bettis.
Yeah,
says,
he would say,
"See ya."
I don't know what source Michelle's got, but it won't be the first thing she's been wrong about. All right, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day. Maybe you have an opinion on D'Angelo Russell. Should the Lakers move him in a deal to get DeJounte Murray or Bruce Brown or any of the guys that are out there and being rumored? Or do you stick with D'Angelo Russell? They lose last night to the Clippers. Very little defense as the Clippers shoot 60% from the field, although no LeBron. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.